بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. It is often mentioned by grave worshippers that the deceased in the graves possess the faculty of hearing and the ability to hear, and in this therefore there is the view that they may be called, especially if they are considered to them as saints or awliya, close friends to Allah and such. In order to refute this matter, we want to analyze these instances reported in authentic narrations in which they use as evidence. Particularly the hadith related to the mushriks slain in the battle of Badr by the believers, and the hadith of Abi Talha is one of them, and in it an Abi Talha and the Nabi Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Abu Talha reported that the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam أمر يوم بدر بأربعة وعشرين رجلا من صناديد قريش أقذفوا في طوي من أطواء بدر خبيث مخبث. On the day of battle of Badr, Allah's Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم ordered the bodies of 24 leaders of Quraysh be thrown into one of the foul abandoned wells of Badr. On the third day after the battle, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم called for his mount and saddled it. Then he set out, so his companions followed him. They said among themselves, he must be going to something important. And when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam arrived at the well, in the well here, the bodies of the Qurayshis were thrown earlier, he stood at its edge and began addressing those therein by calling upon them by their names. O so-and-so, son of so-and-so, and you, so-and-so, son of so-and-so, would it not have been easier to have obeyed Allah and His Messenger? We have found that which our Lord promised us to be true. Did you find that your Lord promised you to be true? Thereupon Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, O Messenger of Allah, what are you saying to these bodies without souls? Do they hear? For Allah the Majestic and Mighty says, إِنَّكَ لَا تُسْمِعُ الْمَوْتَ. Verily you cannot make the dead hear. So the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, by him in whose hand lies the soul of Muhammad, you did not hear better than them what I just said. Qatada, who is a famous tabi'i, famous successor, and a narrator of this hadith, added the following. Allah brought them, meaning the slain Qurayshis, back to life, meaning momentarily, in order to make them hear as a means of scorn and belittlement, and so that they would feel regret and remorse. You understand now? Many of those who quote this hadith they don't relate you or relate to you the saying of Qatada at the end. I will repeat. Allah brought them back to life momentarily in order to make them hear as a means of scorn and belittlement, and so on, so that they would feel regret and remorse. And there is in a different version of this hadith, Ibn Umar related that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood at the edge of a well at Badr and said, meaning the same well mentioned earlier in the former hadith, in the previous narration, and said, did you find the promise of your Lord to be true? Then he added, verily at this moment they hear what I am saying. Later on, this was mentioned to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, whereupon she commented what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said. What the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam meant was, quote, now they know that what I used to tell them is the truth. Then she recited, إِنَّكَ لَا تُسْمِعُ الْمَوْتَى. Then she recited, verily you cannot make the dead hear, up to the end of the verse. This miraculous situation, where the corpses of the slain Qurayshis were made to hear the Prophet's address to them, this is a special case, meaning this is an exception. It is not a norm. This is a miracle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them hear what? Hear the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam scolding them, and only momentarily, only to them, to the moment he spoke to them. And this is illustrated vividly in the narration of Ibn Umar. By the moment when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called out to them, scorning and rebuking, he said, at this moment they hear what I am saying. Also in the narration earlier with Umar, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not deny Umar's understanding of the verse, the general meaning of the verse, that the dead don't hear. He did not deny this. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clarified for Umar that what occurred at Badr was a miracle, and therefore this is an exception to the general rule that is stated in the general verse, إِنَّكَ لَا تُسْمِعُ الْمَوْتَى. Verily you cannot hear the dead hear, make the dead hear. These are two authentic narrations abused by the grave worshippers. There is also more. They take the hadith of Anas bin Malik. He reported that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to have said, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ إِذَا وُضِعَ فِي قَبْرِهِ وَتَوَلَّى عَنْهُ أَصْحَابُهُ إِنَّهُ لَيَسْمَعُ قَرَعَ نِعَالِهِمْ إِذَا انْصَرَفُوا and أتاه ملكان إلى آخر الحديث. Anas reported that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, after the deceased is placed in his grave, and his companions, يعني his friends who attend the funeral, turn to leave, he hears the shuffling of their feet as they walk away. Then there comes to him the two angels. The grave worshippers take this narration to claim that the dead can hear. However, any person with sound intellect knows that this hadith specifies another exception to the general rule. In this case, what is it? That the deceased hears the shuffling feet of those who attend the funeral as they leave or walk away. This is another momentary possession of the faculty of hearing, and which is terminated, which finishes at the point at which these two angels come to him and ask him questions in the grave. So therefore we conclude, generally the deceased does not hear, does not have the faculty of hearing, because they are in this barzakh life, which is between this life and the hereafter. And therefore, this nullifies the abuse of these authentic narrations by the grave worshippers of this miraculous nature, in which was specific to the Prophet ﷺ, and the other which is concerning the hearing of the shuffling of the feet, that this is momentary, and then that it terminates when the two angels come to the deceased in the grave. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make of this a benefit for myself and for all of you, and to preserve us from the fitan and the misconceptions that lead to shirk in all of its forms and ways. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.